When in meditation we speak about being aware of thoughts, mental images, emotions, mental states like sleepiness, or physical sensations, it doesn't mean that we set up a program to observe, to be aware of one thing after the other. That would be exercing a control over the meditation. And too much control. But when mental states are rising like sleepiness, then we may try to be aware of what it is. Or emotions, or thoughts, or mental images when they are rising. Yet it may be skillful to start with a grounding experience. To be in touch with oneself. Grounding experience is a place of exploration which is very rich. Nothing is lacking in that field of experience. And if from that sometimes we're aware of thoughts or emotions, it is just because they arise. We don't look for them, but they arise and they are there in our experience. Then we try to be aware of them. So attitude is mainly an attitude of receptivity, of sensitivity, staying within oneself. Yet, as I mentioned last night, when thoughts are rising, not to see them as mistakes or problem, but to recognize them as thoughts. Just thought, an aspect of the mind. To recognize how much we believe what we think. This is good, this is not good, or better, or whatever. Or being carried away by thinking about tomorrow, the end of the retreat, and clinging to images as if they were reality. So if, for example, I'm thinking about the way I will go from here to Helsinki, then I may recognize that those images are just aspect of the mind. Where are they? At which distance from me? Which size? Just to realize they are not at a distance from me. Just aspect of my mind. Then they are not any more a distraction. They are just a place for mindfulness. But sometimes when the thoughts are too powerful, it is difficult to be aware and to investigate them. It seems that we are just bringing more and more energy to thinking. Then try to feel the energy within the body, within the grounding experience. Maybe just to be aware of these thoughts as agitation, just a quality of the mind. So you need to find the proper balance, when to investigate thoughts or mental images, and when just to rest on the grounding experience. Not to bring too much energy in thoughts and mental images, yet take the opportunity to understand what they are deeply. when we can be really mindful of thoughts, then we see clearly that thoughts are just a way of being. The thinker and the thought are the same. No separation. So we don't observe the thoughts. In a sense, we are those thoughts. But if the mind is too agitated, it's difficult to have this balance. Sometimes there are emotions linked to thinking. And it is also skillful to be aware of the emotions. Let's imagine I am irritated for one reason or another. Then just trying to be aware of the thoughts, I still will be lost in their power. But if I realize actually I am upset, then I can be in touch at this time with irritation. Then I feel I can be present in this irritation. So sometimes when there are thought patterns coming again and again, just check if there is no emotion that is feeding the thought process. To be in touch with the emotion. But don't look for emotion. You don't take the dictionary of emotion and check if you find the proper one. Just it appear very clearly and be aware, otherwise don't look for something which is not here or not clearly here. You'll stay connected with what's happening in the instant, not with what is not happening. Be aware of, if you are resisting what's happening now, or if you are wishing for something other, how much are you willing to be present or not? And if you are not, then be aware. It's okay. Sometimes one doesn't want to be present. But then we need to take the responsibility for that. And then be aware in a sense, what is that one want to avoid? One doesn't want to feel. Now meditation is really to be in touch with our reality. Not with another one. So practice with gentleness, lightness, softness. Not forcing anything.